every headline that we get out of Syria comes with a qualifier, a grain of salt, you might say. And that word is reportedly. Reportedly, Syrian forces killed one civilian and injured 20 in Homs today. We don't exactly know for sure, since foreign journalists are still not allowed into that country. But we're told it was the heaviest raid on that city since troops were deployed there 2 months ago to crush dissent against the president, Bashar al-Assad. And those assaults came just a day after authorities held a national dialogue meeting that was boycotted by most members of the opposition. And then, of course, there was a visit last week from U.S. Ambassador Robert Ford. He visited the city of Hama towards the end of the week, and the Syrian government has called that visit unauthorized. The State Department is now calling on the Syrian government to meet the aspirations of the Syrian people and help lead to a transition. What does this all mean? If you don't understand it, it's no surprise. Joining us now to help us translate is Richard Murphy, former ambassador to Syria from 1974 to 78, currently with the Middle East Institute in Washington. Good morning, Ambassador.
Good morning.
So, you know, the average American really is not versed in all of the diplomatic language, the symbolism that goes on. And so sometimes it's difficult to kind of put the headlines into context. And I hope you can help us understand what the message is here from Robert Ford, the U.S. ambassador to Syria, with his visit, with his taking part in the protests there. What does that mean?
Well, Washington has described his visit as a show of solidarity with the rights of the Syrian people to assemble peacefully and to have the express the rights of free expression. Now, the Syrian government reaction was very quick coming, saying that this is proof that the United States was involved in manipulating the developments, that the demands for change, et cetera, have been engineered from outside of Syria. So you've got those two explanations out there. It was an unusual visit, a public statement from the senior American representative in Syria that of our concern about the threats to the Syrian public by their own regime.
So rather than coming out and criticizing the Syrian government directly, what he did was, as you say, express solidarity with the protesters. But that's not the same as calling for President Bashar al-Assad to step down, is it, Ambassador?
No, it's not. And our administration has been criticized by some for being indecisive and not calling for the overthrow of the regime. Well, I think the fact is the Syrian regime has managed over the years to play what is not a strong hand, basically, to build a strong hand of influence throughout the region, affecting Palestinian affairs, relationships with Israel, with Lebanon, even with Iraq and Turkey. So Washington's being cautious, and I think correctly saying, look, any change is going to have to come from the Syrian people's demands and their efforts to bring about a change. We're not going to be in the position of picking a new leadership in Syria.
We're speaking with Richard Murphy, former ambassador to Syria, served there from 1974 to 1978, and now with the Middle East Institute in Washington. We also have this other sort of side dialogue going on, and that's this direct argument with the Syrian government. The Syrian government saying that the U.S. ambassador's trip there was unauthorized. The U.S. countering with complaints that the government, that pro-government protesters threw rocks and eggs outside of the U.S. embassy in Damascus and complaining about that. Is that part of this same sort of solidarity with protesters?
Well, the staging of a demonstration with rocks and eggs is not a surprise. This has happened several times in our relationships with Damascus, as other governments have been targeted by, quote-unquote, the people's anger. These are organized, authorized demonstrations by the government itself, and I don't think anyone takes it on the Syrian side or the American side as a broad statement of anger on the part of the Syrian people.
Well, let me ask you, Richard Murphy, a former ambassador to Syria in the 1970s, let me ask you kind of about the diplomatic picture that you see emerging from the Obama White House. Here we have what we've just described going on diplomatically in Syria. We have, again, a little bit of attention that's being manifest in the delaying of $800 million in aid that goes to Pakistan. Do you see sort of a coherent diplomatic strategy emerging from the Obama White House in response to the Middle Eastern Spring?
I think the coherent strategy is recognition that there are very different situations in these countries. Now, even within the Arab world, we've talked about, heard a lot about the Arab Spring, the Arab Street is speaking. These countries do share similar problems, and the Syrian regime has, in effect, ignored or chosen to ignore that they are no different from others, and that their people lack jobs, their people lack a sense of satisfaction in having a political role to play in decision making. But each one is different. There were government institutions under Hosni Mubarak in Cairo, which are now able to play some role in helping build a new political structure in that country. There simply are not such institutions in Syria, where the Ba'ath Party has been the sole party allowed to operate for the last 40 years. And there is no opposition clearly formed to the Syrian leadership. There are a lot of critics out there, but they're not pulled together into a coherent bloc. And Washington is recognizing that and saying it's not our job to go in, as I say, pick new leaders.
Right. We've spoken with Richard Murphy, former U.S. ambassador to Syria between 1974 and 78, currently serves with the Middle East Institute in Washington. Ambassador Murphy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're talking about the headlines coming out of Syria. As far as we know, the national dialogue that was set up for this weekend was also joined with further crackdowns from the Syrian forces on protesters.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.